Morning Watch, Day 4, The Will of God, Week 6. Doing the will of God in the kingdom of God, under the government of God, for the church as the Israel of God. Related verses. 1 Peter 1:17. And if you call as Father the one who without respect of persons judges according to each one's work, past the time of your sojourning in fear. 1 Peter 2:21 and 24, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model, so that you may follow in his steps. Verse 24. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. 1 Peter 3:15 and 16. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you. Yet with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, so that in the matter in which you are spoken against, those who revile your good manner of life in Christ may be put to shame. 1 Peter 4:17 and 19. Verse 17. For it is time for the judgment to begin from the house of God. And if first from us, what will be the end of those who disobey the gospel of God? Verse 19. So then, let those also who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in well-doing to a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. Matthew 28:18 and 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Suggested reading. In his two epistles, Peter is on the subject of God's universal government. As we know, Matthew is on the kingdom. Do not think that the government and the kingdom are identical. A country or nation has a government. The government, however, is not the nation. Rather, the government is the administrative center of the nation. God governs by judging. This is the way God carries out his government. As an elderly man who has some knowledge of world history, both by study and observation, I can testify that I bow before God. He is the governing one, and he governs by judging. God has judged Hitler, Stalin, and other evildoers. On the one hand, to some extent, God tolerated them in doing certain things that served his purpose, such as Hitler's slaughtering of the Jews, which caused the Jews to be one. Nevertheless, God judged them. We should not think that God judges only evildoers such as Hitler and Stalin. God also judges his own people. According to 1 Peter 4:17, God's governing judgment begins from his own household. Because it is time for the judgment to begin from the house of God, and if first from us, what will be the end of those who disobey the gospel of God? This is God's government. God judges in order to clear up his universe. The universe was created by God for a positive purpose, but Satan came in to defile it. Now God is cleansing the universe through judgment. He is doing a thorough work of cleaning the entire universe. Eventually, the universe will be new. Do you know the significance of the new heavens and the new earth mentioned in 2 Peter 3? The significance is that it indicates the newness of God's universe. God will not live or dwell in a place that is unclean. Thus, God is cleansing, purifying the universe. First, he purifies us, his household. We are now the center of his cleaning work. Do you not sometimes say to yourself, why is it that the more I love the Lord Jesus, the more difficulties I have? My relatives are flourishing. They are doing very well, but my situation seems to get worse and worse. Some saints have problems with their health. Others are disappointed with their children. The reason we have difficulties is that God's judgment begins from his own household. You and I are under God's judgment. In 1 Peter 5:10, Peter seems to be telling the believers that there is no need for them to doubt, for God is perfecting them. Peter wrote to comfort the suffering, persecuted saints, showing them that all of them were under God's government. The exercise of God's government is first upon his own children. In 1 Peter 1:17, Peter is not speaking of the final judgment of the soul. In that sense, the Father does not judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. The thing spoken of here is the daily judgment of God's government in this world, exercised with regard to his children. Accordingly, it says, the time of your sojourning here. This is God's judgment on his own household. Today, all of us are under God's judgment. God is not only gracing us, giving us grace, he is also judging us. This is the reason we have many sufferings. We have sufferings because God is judging us. On the one hand, God is gracing us to live a life that suits his righteousness under his government. On the other hand, he judges anything that does not match his government. Therefore, in this age, we, the believers, are under the daily judgment of God.